This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, what do you say we do a podcast on a lovely Tuesday that feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday and it's not a Monday? What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Man.
So I've realized that I can eat a large amount of meat in one sitting. Like, it's almost to the point where...
Well, you eat nothing else.
But I'll give you an example of what's been happening. This normally happens on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
One of the weekend nights, like let's say Sunday night, I go to the butcher and I get a flank steak. It's 2 pounds. Gina has a couple slices.
And you eat the rest.
I cut one slice to mix in with the dog's meat. I will eat the rest.
1.7 pounds of meat.
I think I'm eating 1.5 pounds.
Sure, probably.
And I'm not full. I only stop eating because it's gone.
You eat nothing with it.
The one day I had like a slice of actual real sourdough bread.
Okay. Well, that's...
And another time I had like a little bit of white rice.
Stop it, Al. My God.
But
you pig.
But I can consume so much meat.
Yeah. And you're still losing weight.
Yeah. That's the thing. This is what I mean. Like all this time we think like people eating meat is bad, I guess, or you'll gain weight. Like,
and you make you fat.
Do not get fat.
Right.
But I'm curious, like, how much I could actually eat, because I run out of meat. If I got a 3-pound one next time, could I eat?
You're going to eat 3 pounds of meat?
Can I eat 2 pounds, like 2 full pounds
of meat?
You
might be able to. Nothing would surprise me. Like, why would that shock you?
It's so delicious, a flank steak.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I don't know how to...
It's like, you're done. This is what amazes me, and this is where I get into trouble in my house
because
there's so much crap in my house that's fun and, you know, satisfies those taste buds, but it's crap. You eat that meat, and you have a teaspoon of rice and, like, a sliver of a sour, whatever. You're eating meat. You're not eating anything else,
right.
Essentially.
Mainly meat, 99%
meat. You walk away,
meat.
You're still hungry.
What do you do? Well...
You're not full.
I'm not full, and a little bit later on, I kind of get hungry again, and I just don't do anything about it.
But
and
then four almonds?
Then I go to... No, that's it.
So
that's
you do have the willpower to not be like, I need something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I go, I am not... I have had so many calories of meat.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell. And really, it's not even that many calories because meat's very low in calories.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what? Yeah, I want to.
Like, if you go out to a restaurant, they put the calories. It's amazing to me. They put the calories on the menu. And I will love when I'll see Cobb salad. And I know it's because of the dressing. I get that.
Yeah.
But you'll be like, oh, a Cobb salad, 1,200 calories, 9-ounce steak with broccoli, 320 calories. Like, which one seems more satisfying to you?
Right. Yeah. So I might, the next time I might get a 3-pounder and see if I could eat 2 pounds of meat.
In one sitting?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That is a lot of meat.
But that one time I told you I made 1 pound of ground beef yeah. and it was too much. But for whatever reason, this steak.
You would think
the flank steak.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you how much steak I had it was last weekend. No, actually, maybe this was Friday we did this. I had all this steak. And then I went to bed. The next morning, I got up and urinated. It smelled like steak.
Oh, God. Dude, that's disgusting.
I promise you that is the truth.
I believe it. There are certain foods that you eat, like asparagus.
Yes.
The urine stinks when you eat asparagus.
That I was aware of. I didn't know eating so much steak would make my urine smell like a charred meat.
That sounds lovely. My God, man.
Yeah.
Any constipation?
No.
With all the meat?
Yeah, nothing.
Wow. Okay. Are you taking, what do you call it?
Metamucil?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, so that helps.
Yeah, but that's only because I get constipated when I come to work because my body gets thrown off.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
If I was eating lots of meat and I was home every morning, I would go to the bathroom. No problems.
But you're waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning and coming here.
Yeah, my body's like not sure what to do.
Which is why you won't use the bathroom now till Thursday.
Wednesday. You're right. Thursday.
Which is just bizarre.
Yeah.
Because you're going to end up having 9 pounds of meat and not you. God, what is going on inside your body?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You're making your own sausage.
Yeah. Ugh. I went to a new coffee place.
Gross.
Over the weekend.
Okay. What's the name? Like a little mom and pop or like?
Yeah, mom and pop. Very popular. It was crowded. It was their opening weekend.
Okay. Oh, busy.
It was very busy. But my question is this, and it's not unique to this place. That's how I got to this story. What coffee places charge you for an iced coffee?
Yeah.
This iced coffee I got was $6.50.
And it's less coffee than if you buy a hot cup of coffee for a third of the price.
Yeah, I'm not understanding.
I don't either. I don't get it. I don't. They're charging you for ice. I don't know. Which costs nothing, by the way.
Well, I have read. Okay, I did Google this one year when this was a concern of mine.
A concern. Good Lord. You need a hobby. Oh, my God.
Jerry, this has been a concern of mine for many years. And I did read something about, like, the amount of coffee they need to use to make, you have to make that coffee stronger. So you use more coffee and just the way it's stored.
Not three times the amount, though.
No, not three times the amount.
And you use, and you're giving the customer a lot less coffee.
Yeah.
Like when I do it at home, I'll make the coffee through the Keurig. And you get the cup, let's say a red solo cup, which is what, 16 ounces, I think?
I think so.
You fill that up with ice. By the time you put, if you put, let's say, a little creamer or a little milk and then the coffee in, it's not more than like 8 ounces of coffee. It's just not. And it fills the cup and the ice. And if you ever make it, and in times I've done this where I've made the coffee and put it in the refrigerator so that it wouldn't melt the ice immediately, because that does happen.
Yeah.
When you do that, like it's literally 7-8 ounces and you get out of that 16 that you take through the Keurig, you get two big iced coffees. And you're paying, Dunkin' Donuts is the same way. Those are $5.50, I believe, for the medium size that I get.
And if you go to the supermarket, you could get iced coffee in the refrigerated section. A big thing of it, where it's just coffee. You don't have to, if you're like me looking at ingredients.
Sure.
There's black coffee. That's right. And then I know, I go, okay, so the coffee place has to make money. Da, da, da. But the thing I don't understand is, we've talked about this with restaurants and bars. So if you go out to a bar and you get a drink and it costs you way more than if you made that drink at home.
Of course.
But you are sitting there at the bar, you get the atmosphere of the bar, Same with dinner. Oh, this piece of salmon costs $9. Why is it $38? Right. But for the most part, people are getting iced coffees and leaving.
Correct. Not many people are sitting there.
Yeah, not many people are sitting there.
Yeah, I know.
So that's just a weird. I wonder what the tipping point is for.
I don't know that there's. I don't know that there's a tipping point for anything anymore. I really don't.
Yeah,
we're paying $18 to drive into New York City. 19 with the congestion. Excuse me, 19. I said this to you last month, and I mean it. What's the breaking point of people coming into the city? If you told me, like, if the tolls went up to $26 starting the Tuesday after Labor Day, are we not coming into work?
No, I'm coming in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that there's a tipping point anymore. Don't know. If you told me iced coffee was $10. I mean, I would say for me, I don't get it nearly as much as I used to. So maybe I have reached it to a certain level, but... Even like Dunkin' Donuts. I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I really do. I'm not a Starbucks fan. I'm not a Tim Hortons fan. Wawa's okay. I don't like Quick Check coffee. I'm kind of particular a little bit. So when we first moved into the house we're at, there's Dunkin' Donuts nearby. When we first moved in, it was a dollar for the medium cup we always get. I want to say it was $1.55.
For nice coffee?
No, regular coffee.
Oh, regular size.
Because it always annoyed me. I was like, oh, $3.10. Can you just make it under $3 so I don't need to, whatever. That medium cup of coffee now, seven and a half years later, is now $2.75. It's almost doubled in seven and a half years. I still go, but I only go now once or twice a week as opposed to it used to be four or five times a week. So I guess maybe I've certainly gotten there.
Yeah.
But the iced coffee, now at almost $6, I don't do it nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah, I did it like as a treat for myself. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to have
that's
a treat.
What it is now.
And I also want to check out this new coffee shop.
Yep. Yep.
But man, I just walked away there thinking like so many like liquids in general. When you purchase a liquid not in a store, it is so jacked up.
Yeah.
If you get a beer at a bar versus a beer at the liquor store, you know, a vodka drink,
yeah,
an iced coffee, a Coca-Cola. It's a crazy markup.
Stupid. Yeah, it's silly.
And if you're not going to enjoy it at the place, that's what the markup is for.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting it to go. It doesn't make any sense.
Agreed. I'm with you. I mean, you go to a bar. Yeah, you can get good draft. They have draft specials. But even that, I mean, even $2 for a draft beer when you think about what the barrel costs and how many pours they get out of it. And there is spillage, and I know that. So, and that does take away, but... You can still get a $2 draft somewhere. But like, was it Friday night or Saturday night? Kim and I took my younger son to dinner after golf, and I got a Modelo. And it was, you know, that cool bottle.
Yeah.
I think it was $7, $8. I'm like, wow, $8 for a, okay. And I should have asked. I didn't. Like $8 for a beer? What am I doing?
Right. And if you got a 12-pack of that, it would probably be, what, $13?
No, probably 20. But for 12.
Yeah, for 12 of them.
Not 21 for three. Like, it's silly. It really is. It's ridiculous.
And I wonder, like let's say this coffee place. So you're a new coffee place. You got to look at, okay, what is my rent? What do I need to sell? And then you also got to look, what's your competition? If your competition is selling $6 iced coffees, why wouldn't you sell $6 iced coffees?
So here's the whole idea of underpricing yourself or overpricing for yourself. So just to use it on a much smaller scale, I've been doing this cornhole league for 8 years now. I have to, and I'm not going to, I need to raise the price. But to me, I think what we charge is too much already. It's $250 a team. Now, that's two guys. You get 8 to 9 weeks of play. If you really break it down, it's like $10 a guy for a couple of hours out. That's really cheap. But the number just sounds like a lot to me, especially there's a competing, I don't say competing place, but there's a place that's not far. They only charge like $170 a team, but the difference there is they have a bar. You're not allowed to bring anything in. You have to buy at the bar, which is where they're making all their money.
Yep.
So I'm like $80 more per team, but my place, bring it in. We're not selling you anything. So I'm underpriced. We're not making money, but I also feel like I can't overprice it. And it's hard. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
And you're right with the coffee shop. If the place down the block is getting $6.50, why am I charging $5.25 And then all of a sudden, at the end of the month, we didn't make nearly as much as we could, and we sold 1,000 iced coffees. That could have been an extra 1,000. It's a tough balancing act.
Yeah, very tough. I also like always try to think, like, what, how many different specialty drinks these places all have, right?
A lot.
To compete against the other ones that had all these specialty drinks.
And my guess would be, because now you're bringing up another item. So a place like Dunkin' Donuts, I'm just using the one by my house, because they run like a machine. It is ridiculous how good they are. But I'll tell you what they do. Morning rush, mornings on weekends. I'm not even joking. There are 7 or 8 employees. They got someone taking the orders for the drive-thru, someone at the window, they got someone at the counter, and there are 4 people running back and forth taking care of the orders to make sure that they're quick. They do a phenomenal job. If you're a startup like this place is, and I don't know this, but and they're not only going to have the necessities, but have all these other items like these other places, well, that's more things you need to know how to make and make quickly. And my guess is they didn't have 8 people behind the counter.
No, they had 3 or 4.
3 or 4. Okay, 3 or 4 is not 8.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one slow order, now it starts to pile up, and you're a new place. Tough. It's very tough.
I always thought all the places, Starbucks, Dunkin', a small mom-and-pop shop, should always have one line for specialty drinks and one line for basics. Just coffee. Like hot coffee, cold coffee.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything else you get, you wait in the separate line that takes, you know, your... Making iced Americano frappuccinos where it's
going to be involved. The basic coffee line. Yeah. Even if it's ice, but just basic coffee, no flavors. You want iced black coffee with creamer, fine, or black coffee hot. This is your line. Anything else over there?
Yeah, when I went walked up to the counter yesterday at this place, I said, oh, I'll have an iced coffee. And I go, do you do iced Americanos? She goes, yes. She goes, there's a wait for that. She goes, I can pour you a nice coffee right now. I go, sold. I am not waiting with all these fools over here.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just tough. It's tough to try to figure out. And you have to, no matter what your business is, right, you have to say, here's my rent. Here's my insurance.
Yeah.
Here's what the supply is going to cost me. I wonder, how do you get down to what you actually have to charge for?
By losing a lot of money.
Yeah, trial and error first.
Yeah. If I pulled up my business checking account right now, just for the Cornhole League and the calendars and all that stuff. Oh, we sold a shirt the other day, by the way.
Nice.
If I pull up all the expenses that have, which I can do in 2 seconds, actually, as we're talking, I will tell you when, so this is just for me. When I started this league, I just kind of assumed, all right, what's the rent? Then I was told I needed insurance. I'm like, okay, fine, no problem. So rent and insurance. What other costs do I really have?
Right.
And we're going to charge, let's just, for good math purposes, let's say we're going to charge $250 per team, right? And you're going to get, at that time, so we were starting with 16 teams. All sounds good. Well, what winds up happening is you then learn, well, you need a website. Oh, crap, right. I need a website. Well, what does that cost? Well, am I designing it or am I having someone design it for me? Well, I don't have any money to have someone design it for me, so now I'm going to have to buy the designing software or buy from one of these sites that has, you know, it's ready for you to design it. And it's
like
basic.
Wix.
Yeah, and it doesn't look great, but it's right. Good enough. Then you realize, oh, crap, not everyone's going to pay with cash or check. How am I processing credit cards? Okay, now I got to do that. That costs money. Oh, and when they use a credit card, wait, what? So out of $250, I only get $241. Where's the other $9 going? I just lost $9 per team for everybody that uses a debit or a credit card. And all the things start adding up. So if I look at right now, I'm going to look at, this is my business checking, okay? I have, in terms of odd expenses, if you will, so I pay for Printify and Shopify monthly fee. Non-negotiable if I'm going to do the calendars and the shirts and stuff like that. But it comes out to more than you think. Like that's...
There's a lot of hidden costs when you're doing a business than what you think
it's
right off the bat is going to be your
cost. I won't even go through it all, but yes, I will tell you that is significantly more. I'll tell you one thing I'm paying for that I don't know if I should be. I pay PayPal. If anybody's watching this and they know this answer, please let me know. So a long time ago, I signed up for a business account with PayPal independently. And with that, you have to pay them for something called PayFlow, which is $30 a month?
Like the back end of PayPal?
I don't know what the hell I'm spending this $30 a month on. I don't know why, because with Shopify, they accept all payments. I don't know if I need both. So for literally 7 years, I've been paying $30 a month for what? I don't know. So then when you come to accounting season, oh, you got to do your taxes. Well, guess what? Whether you make money or lose money, the state of New Jersey gets money from you. There's like a minimum tax you have to pay. Well, who's doing that? Not me. I don't know what I'm doing. My accountant gets this money. It never stops.
Yeah, it's a lot more than you think.
It never stops.
I think about it with everything. The butcher I go to, how does he know how much he has to charge per pound of this steak?
I don't know. I don't know. My guess would be a butcher worked in a butcher shop and learned the business. Like when I used to run the liquor store, and it was only about a year after my friend passed away that I kind of took on a lot of the responsibilities after he died when he was running the place. I learned a lot about that business to where if I had the money, I really wanted to look for one to buy. Because I enjoyed the business, not the sadness of people coming in every day. We've talked about that. But I liked the business itself. And I understood the markup. I understood where you made money. But if you just walk in and buy a liquor store, I think your head would spin. I think everything is trial and error, but also experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which is why working at a coffee shop for you, even for 6 months, you would then be ready to buy one.
I might just go in and sell $4 iced coffees and undercut everybody.
Right outside with a stand?
Yeah.
Did you get a truck? Get a coffee truck.
And I'll be like, I'm making no money on this iced coffee.
It's only $4.
It's costing me $5 a coffee.
So true, man.
To get the cups with my logo on it.
Finances are amazing to me because it seems like no matter how much you make, like for personal finances, no matter how much you make, expenses always seem to go up. And then in business, what looks to be lucrative a lot of times isn't until you get to a certain point where it's just ridiculous and goes the opposite way, and you know, where you're really making a lot.
Yeah.
It just seems like everything is a grind.
Yeah, and then you got to think, like, for many places, using a coffee shop as this one, you know, we don't grow coffee in America.
Right.
Okay, so now you're counting on a foreign country to get us coffee, and oh, we're now going to slap a tariff on that.
Yep.
Or you hear, sometimes hear, only because I always think about a coffee shop, so I have my ear to that. So I'll hear something like, it was a bad season for coffee. They didn't get as much rain in Brazil as they thought. I'm like, well, if I'm the coffee shop owner, I'd be like, there didn't get enough rain in Brazil. What? So now my prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
And then you have to decide, okay, am I now going to charge $8 for an iced coffee, or am I going to
And here's where it sucks if you're the mom-and-pop coffee shop. A Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts might be able to absorb that additional price and not radically change their prices. If you are your own entity, you're not going to be able to absorb that. And am I going to go to Duke's Coffee, Inc., and spend $6 on a regular cup of coffee, and I know you have to charge it, or am I going to go to Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks for the same $4?
Right.
Unfortunately, you're going to lose out.
Yeah.
Some people will be loyal.
Right.
But a lot of people aren't.
Yeah. Man, what a business.
Business is really interesting. Really interesting. Tomorrow, if you're okay with it, I want to go over personal finance. Not my personal, but...
Oh, I'd love to go over your personal finances.
No, we're not going to do that. But I would like to go over expected and realistic expenses in the Northeast in 2025.
Living expenses.
Yes.
All right.
Because I want to know if I'm all way off the mark on it.
Okay. Finally, Jerry, we got our first postcard of the season from Revere, Massachusetts.
Okay.
This comes from Colin.
Is that anything to do with Ben Revere?
I don't know who Ben Revere is.
Okay.
Paul Revere, you thought you're talking about?
Paul, yeah.
Jesus. Paul, Ben, you're thinking of Ben Dover. this is from Colin, I believe.
Okay.
I believe it's a man named Colin, or it could be Corinne. It's very hard to, but this person is a flight attendant, Jerry.
Okay.
And was had an 8-hour delay.
By the way, it is named after Paul Revere.
Really?
Yes.
Revere, Massachusetts.
It is named after the Revolutionary War patriot and silversmith Paul Revere.
Nice.
The city was originally part of North Chelsea, but was renamed Revere in 1871 to honor his service. Look at that.
So this person, Jerry, sent us a postcard from the Comfort Inn and Suites there in Revere, Massachusetts. So if you'd like to send us postcards, we are looking forward to them. It makes the person in the mailroom think, these guys got something going on.
There you go.
They're getting postcards. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up
program. That's it? You're not going to read it?
Well, it was hard to read. It says, I know I've been a while since you got a postcard. My flight to Newark is delayed 8 hours. And I am really hoping my crew and I go something. It's hard. It's like handwriting.
Got
you know?
It.
Even if we don't, the small consolation prize. Oh, it says a home. Even if we don't, the small consolation prize is the thought of Al winning his bet, forcing Jerry to stay inside.
Well, why is that good?
On a perfect summer day doing nothing.
But why not me win the bet and make Al have to go to the Bronx and go to Yankee Stadium or Flushing and Citi Field?
It says, I have a challenge for both of you next year and going forward. One new country every year to visit.
No, thanks.
P.S. Being a flight attendant makes this much easier. Sure does.
Yes, it does. I mean, I would be into that.
Yeah.
If by other country you mean I could go to Aruba and I could go to the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Then I'm in for it. But if you tell me I got to go to London or
Germany,
I'm not interested. Ugh. I'm just not. There are certain places I'd like to go. But as far as a challenge, no, we'll do the islands first.
Yeah, island challenge.
Yes, that's fine.
Jerry's Island Challenge.
Ooh, Island Golf Challenge.
Yeah, Jerry's Island Golf Challenge.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up. We'll be back here tomorrow. It's already Wednesday, Jerry.
Tomorrow
is already Wednesday. That's what I'm talking about. So!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.